بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكان فإن الله عدو للكافرين. In this ayat, the previous ayat we read, that the Jews said that they hate na'uzu billah Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and they love Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam. However, the sum total of all that is, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala declares, whoever is the enemy of Jibreel alayhi salam, in turn he will be the enemy of Allah Ta'ala also. And Allah Ta'ala does not like those people who dislike any of his people. From where it comes in the Hadith Sharif that anyone who upsets and hurts the feelings of any wali of Allah Ta'ala, Allah declares war against that person. In other words, whoever is the enemy of Allah, we can't take that person as our friends. And especially with the Jews and Christians, non-Muslims, we can't befriend them and become friendly with them. How much is necessary, we have to deal with them in business, etc. So only to that extent. But to take them as friends, etc., that is not allowed at all. So anyway, this is a very important thing that we should keep in mind, that anyone who is an enemy of Allah, is Allah's enemy, can never be our friend. So whoever the Jews, whoever are the enemies of Allah, we cannot befriend them. Consequently, this whole concept which is carrying on in the world of the Abrahamic with all religions being one, and that we must make friends with the Jews and the Christians, etc., all this is totally haram, and it is absolutely necessary for us to stay away from all that, no matter who big people also get involved in that, but we have to stay away from that. Another aspect which is the Mufassirin discuss here is that which Allah Ta'ala said, that Allah Ta'ala فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that Allah Ta'ala sends this message to you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on your heart Allah sends it. So this message which any person hears, there are two ways which the ulama explain that we get news we hear. One is the common way, which is for us all, that we hear with our ears, then it is interpreted and sent to the brain, and then it goes to the heart. And the most important thing is what is in the heart. For that, ulama have said, whenever we listen to the talks of deen, we must make the niyyah that we are going to concentrate on it. In other words, we're going to take it in our hearts. And also, secondly, that we will make it mahfuz. We will contain it, we will retain it in our hearts. Third, we make amal, and fourth, we is to pass the message on to other people also. So this is, that goes into the heart later. First we hear with our ears, it goes to our brain, then it goes into the heart. And what is important is not what we heard. Many times we hear and we forget. It goes in from one ear and comes out from the other ear. What is in the mind also is not valuable. What is in the heart? It comes at the time of maut. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that will be taken out which is in the heart. Not which is on the tongue or on the ear, in the ears or in the brains, but what is in the heart. So that is what is important. So our common way is we hear with our ears, the mind deciphers it, it registers in the mind, and then if it goes in the heart and finds place in the heart, then that is what is of value. Also, at the same point, we should consider when it comes to the matters of deen, then how much are we listening with concentration? How many of us, our minds wander? we fall asleep, so then it's not even going in our ears, not even going in the mind, forget going in the heart. So we should listen properly. On the other hand, let there be some commentary or some cricket match, soccer match, then see how much we are concentrating, and all that goes into the heart. So all this filth and dirt is finding place in the heart. Let it be announced that the president is going to be making some announcement tonight 8 o'clock, and see how all will huddle around the TV. We won't allow anyone to make any noise. Any small children will be taken away from that room. We are listening with our heart, so it's going in our heart. But when we are reading Quran Sharif, we got the cell phone in one hand also. We are thinking about other things. It's not going in our hearts. It's just in the ears and in the mind. And the other way that Allah communicates, which is exclusive for the righteous and the pious, and moreover for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they don't listen for the words of Allah with the ears, it doesn't go in the mind, it first goes directly into the heart. فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. And at that time when wahi comes down, all the hawasi khamsa, our 5 senses of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they don't operate, they don't work. And this message goes directly into the heart. From the heart it comes into their ears and into their minds. And then they will speak about it with their tongues. So that goes directly to the heart. Ours go to the ears, to the mind, and then if we allow it, then it will go to the heart. But theirs go directly to the heart, and that is why the changes in their lives. That is why that yaqeen and conviction is in their hearts, because that message goes directly into the heart. So that is exclusive for the great pious people, for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We also must make an effort when wherever we listen to the talks of deen, that we make the niyat that it must go into my heart. I must concentrate, and that means it must go in the heart, and then I must contain it, I must retain it, I must make it mahfuz in my heart. That is when we will benefit. Otherwise, how many bayans we have heard, but we don't remember anything. Our amal didn't come. We heard bayans on making namaz, but our namaz didn't improve. We don't start making namaz. We hear talks of iman and yaqeen, but it doesn't make a difference to us, because we are just keeping it to the ears. The most it will go is to the mind. It doesn't go in the heart. So this is very important, and Allah reward the ulama that how they have explained every ayat of the Quran and every aspect of deen, and they have given us the ready biryani in the plate. It is just for us to eat it, but that also unfortunately we are not prepared. But when the filth and stool and dirt of the kuffar is presented on the TV screen, etc., whether it's some soccer match, cricket match, or anything else, some political matter, then see how much we absorb that. That filth and dirt, we are prepared to absorb it wholeheartedly. But what is the truth and the right, what is noor, that we refrain from. May Allah guide us and declare our hidayat by His qudrat, and make us come right. Wa akhiru da'wana.